This goes to Dr. Menick, M like Mary, E, N like November, I-C-K, fax 989-668-2042. And Dr. Carol Rapson, R-A-P-S-O-N, like November, fax 517-333-6067. Regarding John, middle initial C, Stoll, S-T-O-L-L. Date of birth is June 30th of 1938. Dear doctors, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Stoll with stage 3A, chronic kidney disease, diabetic nephropathy, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, and recent diagnosis of follicular lymphoma. His last visit was April 7th of 2022, and he was seen in consultation at that time. He was scheduled to come back within 4 months, but he's had multiple hospitalizations and procedures since the consultation was done last year and has been unable to attend. His wife and him are here today, and he is feeling better. His last hospitalization was at Carson City Hospital, and that was from June 13th to June 17th, with cough, severe difficulty breathing, secondary to a COPD exacerbation. The patient actually recovered well, and he's feeling much better now. Since discharge, he's been using home nebulizer medications, and that has helped prevent further exacerbations of COPD. And he has been started on Rituxan. It's R-I-T-U-X-I-N, and Xgeva. It's X-G-E-V-A for hypercalcemia. Those two medications have been helping without causing any side effects or further kidney decline. He was told that he will require treatment or at least maintenance therapy for the follicular lymphoma, probably for the rest of his life. And the patient and wife both understand that. Currently, no dizziness or syncopal episodes, no current chest pain or palpitations. He does have chronic dyspnea on exertion, cough, occasional wheezing, clear sputum production. No orthopnea or PND. No bowel changes, blood or melena, no nausea or vomiting. Urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood. No edema or claudication symptoms currently. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. He does take Lasix 20 milligram twice a day. Without that, he does experience edema. Also, Eliquis 2.5 milligram twice a day, Carvedilol 12.5 milligram twice a day. He's on Lantus and Quick Humalog regular insulin. Imdur 60 milligram daily. Protonix is 40 milligram daily. Melatonin 5 milligram as needed for sleep. Lidocaine patches. No oral nonsteroidal anti-inflammatory drugs are used. Physical examination, his weight is 175 pounds, pulse is 70, and blood pressure 130 over 64. Neck is supple, no masses, no bruise, no jugular venous distension. Lungs are diminished with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout, no rales or wheezes. Heart is regular. Abdomen obese, non-tender, no ascites. He does have a trace of edema, both ankles and feet bilaterally. Labs, most recent lab studies were done June 17th of 2023. Creatinine was actually slightly improved. It was 1.29. Previous levels were 1.38, 1.4, and 1.59. His hemoglobin is 12.4. normal white count, normal platelets. Calcium is 8.7, albumin 3.2, so corrected calcium would be about 9.4. Liver enzymes are normal, sodium 135, potassium 4.6, carbon dioxide is 23. An estimated GFR 54. Assessment and plan, one, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease, with actually improving creatinine levels, asymptomatic, no progression. Two, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, he appears to be in a sinus rhythm today. Two, type 2 diabetes, and three, or that would be, that would have been three, type 2 diabetes. Four is follicular lymphoma on Rituxan and Xgeva. Xgeva. The patient would, we've asked the patient to have monthly lab studies done to follow the creatinine level for now. He does have a home health nurse that will come and draw the blood. Also, we will have a follow-up visit with him in this practice within the next 3 months. And this was a prolonged service with the patient and his wife for review of old records and discussion of therapy for the follicular lymphoma and how that may affect renal function. And the patient and wife verbalized understanding. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.